From a concert broadcast over the NBC Blue Network from Studio 8H in New York on May 6, 1940, we heard the NBC Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Arturo Toscanini, in that riveting and dramatic performance of Johannes Brahms' Symphony No. 1 in C minor, Opus 68. Over 12 years later, and this time in Great Britain, on September 29, 1952, Arturo Toscanini conducted the Philharmonia Orchestra in Brahms' First Symphony at London's Royal Albert Hall. Toscanini had a stellar reputation as a conductor in Britain going back to the 1920s. A different orchestra means a different sound. A good conductor knows how to get that special sound out of an orchestra, bringing out their strengths and talents. Toscanini brought that out from his NBC orchestra, and he also brought it out from the Philharmonia Orchestra. That is a well-trained ear. The overall approach to Brahms First is similar, but Toscanini would not ask one orchestra to perform exactly the way another orchestra would. So, in the case of this Philharmonia performance, we at times have a slightly quicker tempo, for example, but also an overall sense of confidence, due in large part to the fact that the war is now 7 years in the past, and the human spirit that was Toscanini's manifests itself in a performance of confidence and distinction. So here is Arturo Toscanini conducting the Philharmonia Orchestra at Albert Hall on September 29th, 1952, in Johannes Brahms' Symphony No. 1 in C major, Opus 68.